For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Then we have Rav Shulman, and in Mitzvah Hashem, every Thursday, we're starting now a new Chabura. Every Thursday in Mitzvah Hashem, this will be, the schedule will be 7 o'clock for Halda Shoh. Hagoyin Rav Shmayo Shulman will say on the Parsha, it will be intertwined with some Uvdus of the past, most probably, which is Negeya, the Medesh and the Maisa, everything is Negeya. And those that will come can always come. It will be in Mitzvah Hashem every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, unless there will be a change. But I think that's his man. It's at the end of a Seder, for second Seder, and it's half an hour, so it's not going to interfere with coming home, Ben Azdorim, back before night Seder. People have schedules. And in Mitzvah Hashem, it's a schus for us that we have Agoyin Rav Shulman, and Oilam will be Nen in Mitzvah Hashem, and it will be this is the starting foundation of the Chabura. Those that will come, we moisev, will come, won't come. But the main thing is, for those that want to know, you can tell others, it will be in Mitzvah Hashem Thursday night.
Rabbi, could I ask you, do we call Rabbi Shulman the Arisha Bachabura?
Arisha Bachabura. Okay. Weiter. Today's Seder is a very complicated Seder, to say the least. Vayetzi Yankim Be'er Shova Vayele Chorona. Rashi says, "Vayetzer Yankiv." What was he? Only one to leave. Because a man like Yankiv left for the Hedo, for the Ziva, for the Adora, and the same thing we find Rashi says by Noemi. By Noemi. States that takes him in a market. Right? What does Rashi have to bring to Misholem on the same thing? Because when Yankiv left, Yitzchak and Rivka are still there. Nevertheless, even though they're too tzaddikim like Yitzchak and Rivka, but nevertheless, they still would feel that Yankiv is missing. When Noemi Zichadei, Noemi left the land of the land of Meyov, the land that there was this big tzaddikim and Meyov. But Kirtan Taylor said, and Ameyovi, Leyov, Ameyov, Kalashem, but different. But nevertheless, even in such a place, a lady like Naomi had a tremendous influence. And when she left, it was Kentik. Rashi says, Vayivka Bamokim means, and Gir Loshen Tfila. Vayivka Bamokim. So from here you see, Yankiv Avinu, the Gemara says in Baruchas, he was misakin tefilas hours. Avraham tikin shachas, Yitzchak tikin tefilas mincha, and Yankiv tikin tefilas hours. When did he daven? It was still daylight. Says Vayol Shon Gvar Shemesh. So Tesis in Baruchas says the first ma'ariv, I mean, it's davened before the shkia. I mean, today people are loath to daven. Even it's a mitzvah daven mitzvah. They daven mechidah. They daven late mentalis. Chumash and Breilam. Yankiv himself didn't even look for chumash. They daven mechidah. They daven ma'ariv. Yeah. Vayachale. Okay. Now we come to the ikar. Vayachale yisula mitzvaso. Vereishem magia shemaimo. Yeah. The sulam, the ladder, it reaches to the Shemayim, So Rashi already raises the question, Eilim Akach, Eilim Rashi's own self. But the Balei HaSeisa said, the Eskei Balei HaSeisa said, who are these Malachim? First they go up. What do you mean go up? Malachim are in the sky, in the Shemayim. What are they doing here? So he said, Zogun Zogun Balei HaSeisa Gevaldik Yamusa. What's in Yamusa? These Malachim are Gavriel and Michoel that they went to be Machiv Zayim. 138 years ago, Zayim was overturned by these Malachim. Because Avram was 99, Yitzchak was born the following year, Yitzchak was 60 when Yankee was born, Yankee was year 77, so together it's 138. These Malachim, they were banished from going up to the heavens again. Why? Gilu Mistzeren Shalmokim. They said to the lights, please hurry up, in a hurry. We have to overturn them. Whoever gave you the permission to tell what purpose here? Nobody, the lights doesn't have to know what you're doing here. It's none of his business. Gilu Mistzeren Shalmokim, you know. In government, things like that, the United States government too, don't ever tell any secret. If you are entrusted with a secret, the biggest chet you can do is it tells something. If they're not entitled to know. They were exiled from the Shemayim for 138 years. Gilu Mistzeren Shalmokim. The basis of Gevaldik Yamusa, how careful we have to be with a word. But again, anybody else, if you have no authority, you will not so. When the Chofetz Chaim was Rechav, the whole Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and Divrei Musa. Eilem Yeldenbei. Eilem Yeldenbei. Yeah. Vinei Hashem Nisvala. Yema, I will do a little skipping because it's a big seder. All right. Vayikas Yankee Mishnos Vayema Ochein Yesh Hashem Mokim Azev Onech Leibdoti. So Svarana Yapshetel Do Ochein in the Maris of the Makovo, the Maris of the Kisa Kovit, the four Maris. Yecheskel saw the Maris for the Aryeh and the Nesha and the Kruv, the fourth one is Yankee for Vino. So Yankee Ochein Yesh Hashem Mokim Azev. I see that there's Ayah, Kruv, and Neshev. Vonechi, the Yud, that he, Yankiv, is the fourth one later than that. He didn't realize. He's the most. Incidentally, you know, a state that a person shouldn't be concentrated looking at the moon. Because there's a figure of the man in the moon. And who is that man? Yankiv of Vino. The state is Sefer Haredim. That's why a person shouldn't gaze and concentrate on the moon. Because there's tzura for Yankee Vino on the moon. You recognize that? Vayashkev Yankee Vabeke Vayikar Seven Shom Rashisham Es Mesevo Vayitzak Shemen Al Reisho. Where in the world did Yankee have Shemen to pour on this? The Kashi Frechta Paneach Rozov, one of the Balei HaSeisus. So he says, the Yankee of Vino, wherever he traveled, he has a makel. The makel was hollowed, filled with oil. Wherever Yankee of Vino would come, he'd pour up a little oil, light a fire, scan it in Salem. That's where he got the oil. I mean, if you stop to think with Daniel Drush, this is what illuminates the way of the cloudy soil, we're going through our gullus. We have nothing but our makkel, but it's filled with oil. And that shemen is the shemen that we use to learn by. The learn by the light. Those are pshat. But you know Yankev nether lema. Yankev makes a nether. A gemara chul, and the gemara itself a chul, and also the Torah machlekes of Meir of Yehuda. Shlema Melech says, Teva shaleiti there, so the plain shot is better don't say any neder, rather than make a neder not pay for it, Zeig mal, sie lebt in der ganzen Mischung. Ich mache leckeres Rabbeinu und Yehuda. The male says, in the Rabbi, the best thing is that I could never make a neder. Zeig mal, sie lebt in der. Why? Mich hat Tida, weil ich dich an ihm. You make a neder, you'll forget, you'll have an affair. What do you need us for? You create your own affair. And Yehuda says, no. Zeig mir, sie haben es sehr, neder, um ich an ihm. Fakteis ist die Kasche, Kurz Rameer, Halles Janke von Wien und jeder Janke von Netherlehmann. So, this is the ace, Zorro, Megman, machen wir nicht. The only time that a person has a right to make a neder, then an ace, Zorro. Rein von Janke von Wien. There's another problem here. This is fact. Kurz Rameer, how can you ever be Menazir van Elo Ashlomen? You can't be Magdish. Kurz Rameer, saving them is that in Elo Kaligia. Reflectations. Yeah, so the Divra Chaim of Chaim Zazel comes up with a new Yeluk Teres. Poshut, you have to get to somebody, the Mufla Samachli Ish. He's 12 years old and he has the power of Mufla Mufla the Raisa, so he can make a neder. He's not bound by the Yisuf neder. So that's the Ace of Poshut. I ate to the floor for the Divra Chaim, for Sansa. That's what's Tesis Kashi on the Teres. You get some of Mufla Samarish. Can't I have Tesis out and everybody who's made a Mufla Samarish or Ice? All right, we'll sort of chant this. Aklausa, what was the Neda? The Nosali Lechem Lechoil of Vegetal Bush. Those are pushes of Pshas, Nicolas. What do you mean Lechem Lechoil? Bread is there for eating. Nosali Lechem. Nosali Begit. Tells his God forbid if somebody is not well, he has no care. He can have the mutzlach and he has no appetite. He can have the godim hanging in the closet. He can't wear them, he's licked them back. So can't be also lechem lechol. And I'll take a hope not be teach to essen. We'll make it a little bit on the care from the room. That's a post up shop. In Columbus. Okay, so finally Yankee was on the way. Okay, fine. So he comes here to the place, and I want to go through this whole business with him. Anyway, finally, Rochel is coming. Vayishak Yankee for Rochel, Vayisos Koyle Vayen. Yankee for Vino sees Rochel, the first cousin of his. His first cousin. His mother. And Rochel's father, brother and sister, so that's the first cousin. It's like a fellow, he kisses and like a fellow. The Medrash says, why was he crying? So the Medrash, Horeyim istaklim zebozeh. He takes a look, you know, he's out in the middle of the field and all the Horeyim, all the shepherds, they looked at him. What's this Ayiz, Mr. Bold and Payas? I don't know, you probably know, a Streibel or something, a kapote, and he's going in a kustach with Meidler. Oh, he knows the score too. Mm-hmm. But Yankee is the Chachil of Hashem. They misinterpreted his Kavanis Chasushola. Yankee Avinu, you know, tell who Yankee Avinu was. There was nothing, no other, it was simply a Neshike for Kravis. It was a cousin, so he did not. Oh, Jesus could have a from the Chil Hashem. Rasha says another pshat. Rasha says that he saw right away, he realized, Eino nechnesa seme bekvure. Order another pshat. When his mother was being courted, when the Lezer came to see her, he brought her all kinds of gifts and matonis and McDonald's, and he brought her, if they say, all kinds of jewelry. Here he's meeting Rochel. He doesn't have a penny to his name. Eliphaz took away every nickel that he had. So in Emerson, we stop to think of it. The fact that in Emerson, in the Kvuret, that we can understand. But he's crying that he doesn't have any matonis for Rochel. What value do matonis have by Rochel? If Rochel is ready to give away a husband, for what purpose? not to shame a sister. What value do Matzonis have for them? Nothing. What is so upset? What is Yankee so upset about? And then you tell your Maisa Ligmor. As if you want to hear Maisa, I'll tell you Maisa Ligmor. Morris helped a Maisa, Rabbi Kiva, made an Irshel Zoho for his wife. Special ornaments, a place like a, what do you call that, that the women wear, a brooch or whatever. And it was pure gold in the whole city of Yerushalayim, picture of Yerushalayim, a very expensive, very beautiful matzonis for his wife. So Rabbi Gamliel's Rebbe too. Leah's like, Zechecha Yidine, she's a woman like, she's a Zechecha Yidine. So she said, what's the matter? Why don't you buy me one of those? You can't afford it. If Rabbi Gamliel gave $1,000 for an answering, I told him all in Tzuki, right? El Zuz. So if you're poor for it, you can't buy me something like that. So what does Rabbi Gamliel answer her? Did you ever do what Rabbi Kiva's wife did? Eventually, my wife, Rabbi Kiva, only done 24 years. She lived all by herself, and I was asking around. Oh, so therefore she's worthy of it. Zokta Vilna Goyen, the Gira Goyen Mishli. What do you learn from this Gemara? That years back it wasn't, you could afford a fancy diamond, whatever you buy. It had to reflect the character of the woman. Touch that to the Gemara. That's what Yankiv Givino Yaat. That's why he was so upset. He recognized immediately the Midas from Rochel. And she's worthy of the best matonis, the biggest diamonds. That's why he was upset. He didn't meet more than one look. No, how do I know that? The Yankov Avinu knew in one look. Rabbi for next week said, incidentally. State by Yankov Avinu, by Yiso Yankov Hesenovine, Eso Bo, the Abba Meir Sishima. Yankov, when he met Esau, he says, in one look, and he saw there were exactly 400 people. And we're talking about with the rabbi, Rabbi Shua Leib Disk is here, that he could look at a wall and tell me how many bricks there are. Look at a flock of sheep, how many sheep. So the Chiddush is Rabbi Shua Leib, he lived about 100 years ago here. But Yankov Avinu is no question about it. Yankov Avinu took one look at Rochel and he saw immediately the character and the midas and how worthy she is of the finest matzonis. Those are tradition. Okay, let's continue on. Anyway, so he comes to Lovan. For 1 month he's the guest of Lovan. So the psalmist says in Eilvan, Funizarayach, Lesosochim, for a full month, even Lovan or Arami, he gave his nephew Yankov as a guest. You're my house guest for 30 days. So you see the meanings. That's why, Elder the Ramban, Pashis, Chayasora, wrestling them. Why was Avraham Avinu so insistent they should go to his family? His family, what's so special about his family? Zokta Ramban, there's two things, Varan Midas and Deus. In Deus, they were Mushkosim. But in Midas, in character traits, they were the finest of all, because they're his own family. And character traits are something that go over from one generation to another. They have loved after. Can't find the tatis of tzaddik and the son is, or the fakir. The father doesn't know aleph from beis, and the son can be the gvindel ator. Deus doesn't go over from one generation to another. So here you see the same thing. See the same thing. Love and arami. But the midah v'achnos v'sochem, 1 month you're my guest. But Lovan is no fool, to put it mildly. Vayeva Lovan Yankiv, Achi Ochi Ato, because you're my brother, you're my relative, you don't work for nothing. Hagidli, tell me, Mamash Kusecha, what do you want? I don't want you to work for nothing. I want to pay you. Since when is Lomen Hazak Shazik? The Chaim especially did most vividly. When is the Yaseini Matonis? All of a sudden, Lomen Yaseini Matonis? I hate to tell you what he says. Kayyukya, you listen. But Lovan was a very good businessman. There is a difference between Hashem Achinam and Hashem Asocha. He wanted him to take care of his sheep. But if I give it to you only and I don't reward you, Hashem Achinam. If I pay you, Hashem Asocha. And the difference between Hashem Achinam and Hashem Asocha is not only Shemachinam is only Pshia, and Hashem Asocha, Gnev Aved, and so on. That's only half of the story. There's a taste in Akrinus, but we come in the Rosh, in the Dinah Shulchan Aruch. There is a difference in kinds between Hashem Asocha and Shemachinam. Shemachinam only does the most necessary things. He doesn't go home and he leaves the cow in the barn, and the barn door is open. I mean, so there's a Pshia. You close the barn door, fast, you can go to sleep, forget about it. Hashem Asocha, the Zevi Yankee for Venus said, day and night, you are involved with it. It's a different kind of a shmira. That's why Lovin said, Lovin's no fool. I want you to be Hashem Asocha. See, that's why Lovan insisted. Well, he didn't do it L'Shem Mitzvah. He wants to pay him. He wants to pay him. He's paying him. It's a different kind of Shmir altogether. Then, of course, and what is Yankiv respond? And what's Hashem Shonim Erochel Bitzchak Shano? And he made up all right. Why Yom HaChodim? Because no shadow of Yichud. Yom HaChodim, even though he was there in with Rochel and so on, there's no shadow of Yom HaChodim. Okay. Finally, comes on them 7 years later, right? 7 years are up, correct? Right. So what happened in 7 years? He says, no, what's going on here? So Lova goes ahead. Huh? Vayesef Lovan is called Anshe HaMokim Vayasmishtu. Yes, Lovan called the whole town, making a big wedding. So the Chaim says here, he's puzzled. Yankiv Avinu, the Chayit HaChochim. All of a sudden, Lovan says, as Abreta Mechutni, the whole city, he should have sensed there's something fishy going on. Say, look at Chaim. He's puzzled that Yankiv Avinu Zachnig Chapt right here. So what happened? Well, yes, of course, in like that, he'd be able to do all the shtick that he did. So instead of giving him Rochel, he gave him Leah, and that's, of course, the famous, she gave her sister this morning, and the Heva Beik Avinu Leah. The whole night he didn't realize somebody else. Beik Avinu Leah. Oh, so he came back to Lovan. Lomarimisoni, Chaim again says, he didn't say, he didn't have complaints to him. He said to him, why did you have to fool me? I wanted to marry Leah also, but I wanted to marry Rochel first. Rochel Lakeros and Bias. And if it had been Hezeit, so without the Ramoyas of Lovan, there would have been a different historical story altogether. The Vilna Goyen said, we say ben HaGodeh, Arami Eved Dovi Vayered Mitzrayim. What does Lovan got to do with Mitzrayim? So he says, because the original plan for Yankiv was, Rochel should be the first marrying, then Leah. And if that plan had been go, then Rochel's son, Yosef, would have been the oldest, and the brothers would naturally have recognized him and accepted him as the leader. There'll be no sinner, no kinner, none. And the whole history of the Klal Yisrael would have changed. But of course, on Rami Avizami, he changed it. And who was the, now the children of Leah are older, and Yosef is the youngest. And he's telling us what to do. They resented it, Vaikano Yosef, Yisrael Yosef, and of course, Nebuch the whole. So Rami Avizami, Yerav Mitzrayim. Now, of course, there's a halacha question here. How would Yankov marry two sisters? Huh? The Rabban says because the Chutzlores, even though the Oves were Kayim Kol HaTzeret Kulo, that was only in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutzlores. So therefore he married Rachel Leah and Chutzlores, and Nebuch as soon as they came back to Eretz Yisrael, and Rachel was the second to be married, Nebuch she passed away as they came to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabban. The Gorari, Alma Prague says that Gershon is God called Janela Domi. So actually, if two non-Jewish girl sisters become Gershon, so Alpidin, they're allowed to marry both of them because Gershon is God called Janela. And Rabbanan Esher. So therefore, Yankee for me, and Remerson is, though that the reason I saw this from them, from Reb Chaim Alojanel. Now, Shachaim, at the end of Shar Aleph, and he explains this basic point. Before Matan Torah, like Yankov Avinu, he foresaw that when these two sisters, Rachel and Leah, actually Bill was open, they didn't want to have sisters. For then there would come forth the Klal Yisrael, the 12 Shvatim. So he knew that he had a right to do it because there was no Issah direct. Kena Matan Torah, there was no Issah. So Lacha Matan Torah, even if you marry somebody, an Elvon, you know that you'll have a son of Bill and Goyen, Alpidin is also. Fafal. It's absolute. Kena Matan Torah, if there was another consideration, Nev Shechaim is a bigger Arichas about. So therefore, Yankov Avinu had a right, a moral right to marry Rachel Leah. Because you see, the children that came out, the Shvatim, I'll tell you, although the Gemara says he ended up Pesachim, that Yankov felt that he disqualified him for the Osir Lov, it'll be a big suit, a big party, and they'll give Yankov Avinu to bench. He say, I'm disqualified, I took two stairs. He felt there was something, he can't have chapin in his own. Okay. But there's no chesi of Yankov. So there's a discussion here, the poskim, and the Mefarshim, the Ramban, the Chutzlores, and the Marshal says in Sanhedrin, let's face it, he was engaged to Rochel. Now that he has Leah, he must keep both of them. What can he do? He can't get rid of anybody. He can't get rid of Rachel, he's engaged. He can't get rid of Leah, he's married. So he has to depend on whatever Hesla he wants. Look about Shosha and Hesla. So therefore, Yankov Avinu continued, and he had, of course, all the Shvatim and everything. Okay, and then of course comes Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and when she had Levi, the third son, Atam Yelove Ishi Elai, now my husband will join me, Ki Olanit Elai Shlei Shabonim. I have three sons. So the Chizkuni Apostle Pshat, as long as she had one son, two sons, took care of himself. She didn't bother Yankov, but she has three sons. She needed to some help. So he lots of legislation about him. Especially according to the medalist that was Tiamis Neldu. So she had raised six children. So Tznishkin Avalis, as she said, you love Ishila. Now my husband has been telling give me a hand to help me once in a while. Push it. It's good. I'll take Kosh my Levi. Now Levi, it turned out, was the smallest of all the short. No, what's the time of the food? Huh?
upon.
So the Ramban says, Poshet. Because the other Shvotim, when they were in Mitzrayim, the Torah says, Kasher Ya'anu Ha'Yisrael, Ken Yirbem Ken Yifritz. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said, you want to make the people, the nation less, I'm going to make more. This bracha was from every Shevet except Levi. Levi didn't work in Mitzrayim. Levi was a Jew. So he multiplied naturally. So other Shvotim, Yehuda, there were 74,000 from 20 to 60. Levi, starting at a month old, there were 22,000 altogether. Why? Because it's only Prague. Azef Ramban. There are Chaim again, he's not happy with it. He says, Poshet. The reason is, there was a discussion between Yocheved, between Emilion and her father Amram. When they made a gzera, Kol HaBeina Yilad HaYilot HaShlechu, Pinus V'Nishta. He had to do with his wife. He was going to have children from the river. So Miriam came back to him and said, Roscho Koshim Mishol Pare. Because Pare le Gozal Be'lam HaZeh, no Be'lam HaPos, Chom HaKim. So he took her back. So the Kum Tuchois, if Amram divorced his wife, he didn't want to, so all the Levim also did. So they only had the minimum of children. They married late, they had one or two children, Yitzchak Pivrim, that was it. They followed the example of Amram. He was a Levi, he was the head of the Klal Yisrael. The Rambam Zoktach Heisim Mitzvah Sacheres, the Rambam Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam Hilchos Melachim has a Ishtalshelus of the Torah. So the Rambam says, Or Marishan had six mitzvahs, and Leach had another mitzvah, Eivim Lachai, Avram has a mitzvah, and Avram, Yitzhu, Yankiv, and then Amram Heisif has a mitzvah, we don't know which mitzvah, and then Meshe Rabbeinu was Muslim to Taliyah, with Amram. So Maestachoy said, they all followed the example of Amram, the Gorlazor. Amram, the Gorlazor. So Dr. Chaim, that's why the other Shvatim, even though they knew that was a gzera, and there was tzoros, but we have to do our mitzvahs. Says the fact of Hakash in the end of Cheskes Abbas, the Gemara says, the ancient Chobes Amigdos were in Golas, dinu, that it should be the cycle when a person should get married, you have no children, a father, what's going to be children in such a world? Fact says, what happened to poor who? That's an absolute. Echizkiyo didn't want to have any, and he didn't want to marry, he just, so the love of Yeshayah said, Gemusah, and Rachmanova, you have a mitzvah, you must do it. A mitzvah is an absolute. So Tesis says, all right, to have one or two children up with you. Tesis. So you see there's a problem here. In such a time that there's such sorrows in the world, you know, whether we should insist that people make kind people. You'll take a look in the first Simon in Eben Ezra, incidentally. The Machaber says a man who reaches the age of 20 and he says he doesn't want to get married, the Machaber says it takes an option. If we have the authority, well, I don't even think we have the authority anyway, so you have to force him to get married. The Ramos says we don't do that. In Ashkenaz today we don't force. Because based on the Gemara, the Vilna Gemara, the Gemara, at the end of Cheskes Abbas. Then the time of trouble, there's the difficulty, all kinds of difficulty, Torahs from the Goyim, Torahs from Parnassus, so therefore you cannot enforce it. If a person gets married, the Rambam tells them how wonderful it is. Sholei b'lei isha, sholei b'lei terer, b'lei chokhmah, b'lei chaymah. The Ramot on the seminar, if he tells you how wonderful it is to get married, but he can't force him. He can only sort of influence if he's not met good, he can't force him. Because Ramot. That's today's situation. I mean, unfortunately, there's so many Bachim and the young girls are sitting as married, but we can't enforce it. Ashkenazim, if you're as father, you better be careful. Father, if they have the authority, can they own Schmeissen until you get saying you want to get married? But we can't afford it. There are more. But such is the age-old question, going back to Amram, and Miriam. Amram and Miriam. But in that, there's just a lot to talk about Amram and Miriam, but becoming Yisrael Meitzel Hashem. But we're not through with this yet. Wait a while. No, we're talking. Anyway. So Levi is the smallest of all the short. And meanwhile, Rachel has no children. We don't want to leave it to Rachel's travels. Finally, what happens? What happened? Vayelach Ruven makes tzichitim. Vayimso dutoim basode. Toim, I think they translate as mandrakes, no? Some sort of a product. And when Rachel says to Leah, do me a favor, give me some of those. Vatemar lo. Hameat kachtech hazishi. It's not enough. You took away my husband, Yankiv. Velo kachas gam is a doy beni. Did you ever stop to think what Leah said? Who took whose husband? No? Leah says to Rachel, you took away my husband, now you want to take him to the door. What is Rachel's answer? Nothing. Right? Daughter of Pshat, Vayiskel Kimes Rachel. He remembers the schus of Rachel. Then she has a son, Yosef, what is the helper? A woman, Chalela, she's childless. What is her fault? What's got to help her? Shandir, shame. So Rasha's old shot. But the Kleyoko has something very, I spoke with Michal Amayra, maybe some of you still remember it. Otsavale Kimes Kaposi. That she said, if a couple has no children, what if they married, they perform, they have a relation together? It's only for their own pleasure. Those are the helper. That's not what marriage is for. Marriage is for the purpose of having children. Pour vous. If you're doing it for pleasure, it's fine. Chayyodam and Glachon Simon Aleph. Take a look at Simon Aleph or Simon Hey. That's what she said. Also, now from now on, as a child, it's not a helper. And that's why the Kleyoko says it's possible. That's when she finally had a child. That's when Yankov said, now I can return to my father. Otherwise, my father would say, Azashen Vaibosna, where are the children? Yankov was ashamed in a certain sense. To come home to his father before he had to. So Gavaldi Kamutsa la Kleyoka. Now most people in today's world are interested in more pleasures. When Dorot Rachel gesagt, if she doesn't have any children, it's a helper. That she's only looking for pleasures. So Gavaldi Kamutsa. Maybe we'll stop it with Mutsa. Well, continue. Find the Hasasarin. I will continue this one. Incidentally, Rashi says he called him Yosef. Yosef Hashem li bein achel. What is a helper? So Rashi says, as long as a woman has no child, if something happens, break a dish or whatever, so they blame the mother. But now there's a baby in the family. Oh, what happened? Well, the baby broke it. The baby, you know, a baby, 2-year-old, you know, they go all over and they break things. They call them in America, they invented a name, the terrible tooth. Americano, I'm sorry. No, a terrible tooth. So Rashi says like this, Mi Shomar is a Kairo, Mincha. Who broke the plate? Umi Ochel is a Teino, Mincha. Why is that a Motna Motful, Rashi says, a Teino, a fig? So the Primigodim says, Rochel is a Nevio. And she saw that unfortunately this son Yosef, there was never Hawishkum and Ayahovim and Evot. So she was Malamed Ksas Chus. You know why he was Shomer as a Kairo? Because Ochel is a Taino. Taino is a sweet thing. COVID Kovod is something very sweet. You know? So she said, why the Yotzel Tabas Roh? The Bein Shalom said to him, Chazelbach, when you ask him, Ben Yishan and Tabak and Eden. So what did he say? Mi Bereich, Kovod. This Kovod is what brought down Yerom and Evot. So she was Melamed Tzchus. Och Vesateino. He loved something sweet. He loved Kovod. So we can't entirely blame him. Why Shom was a Kairo? Zil Tzim and Godin, those are Pshat from Rashi. Shom was a Kairo, Och Vesateino. Okay. Incidentally, the Meisim mit the Shteklach, or the Yankee von Vino, you know, Yankee von Vino, he was very into genetics development. So he developed the sheep that should be done with the Kulim, the Kulim, and Wundam Etzel, the Meisim. I don't tell you the problem here. But according to the people they say Yankee Vino did such a thing, it doesn't look like it's on. The Balasturim are tiny Yankee Vino. Alone we can't say that, but I'm just repeating Balasturim. Balasturim says it wasn't entirely right. Nira Kiramois, it looks like a swindler. But Poshid of Pshat, that Lovan never told them how they should be created. So he was very ingenious in making them a good gavon. Now, through the best talents that he received in his Meshedim, he did it in his own sheep. Once the sheep were his, he was afraid that the second generation there would be solid, and Lovan would say to his. So he made it that every sheep should be born with stripes. I couldn't have. That's the best of talents for now. I couldn't have. But then it says, Vahilo Tseng Rabois. Rabbois, what is, how do you translate Rabbois? No? But you let say Rabbois. The last pasuk in Kapitel Lamed. But you first say it's made great. Came very wealthy. But you let say Rabbois, Fochim Avon. Rashi says say Rabbois. Rabbois is not an adjective. Rabbois is a verb. He has saying that multiply. He developed genetically, he's an expert in genetics, he developed saying rabbis, that they had a lot of sheep. Later on, wasn't afkamina what kind of sheep there were. So Rashi says, because he sold them to other people, they were his, he sold them. That's why he was able to buy avodim, mashfokhis, gemalim, achamerim, that's why. Now, dinis, the gemal says, avedizor, you're not allowed to sell a behemoth to a goy. Why? No wealth in the way it's over. What?
Shele v'schiyas.
What?
Gzeire mishum shele v'schiyas.
That's the Shabbos here. But I'm asking you that the Gzeire, because the children are Aviyah, they'll have relations with them. Right? But the Imam says, if you go and you have relations with the behemoth becomes sterile. So since he sold Tzayin Rabbis, that they would born him because they knew that these will have multiple sheep, multiple animals. They would never be revealed. That's what he was able to sell them. That's what it said. He didn't say rabbits. Okay. Then he decides it's a good idea to go back, right? Good idea. Okay. The Athenia that thank you called Kirchi of Valentine. It's interesting, and the reference what we said before, that a person has to be honest. Yankee Favino, as far as I know, the only one who the Rambam refers to as Tzaddik is Yankee Fatzaddik. So a Yankee Fatzaddik, he was honest, and he gave every ounce of his strength when he took care of the sheep alone. That is when a person works for somebody else, he should know that every moment and every keach is devoted, being paid for it. You have to see that every minute of the time, every minute of the time, you are involved. The Gemara says in the Brochus, you can be Mekatzer and Zavnin even. You can be Mekatzer and Zavnin if you work for somebody else. That's important, is to be honest in your dealing with somebody else. Okay. Okay, Rabbeinu, I think we'll stop here.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.